This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed forces are searching through the remnants of the Islamic State's final enclave in northeastern Syria, looking for fighters, mines, and booby-trapped explosives. The effort to sift through the broken buildings and shredded tents that litter the landscape in the town of Baghouz came a day after Syrian Democratic Forces took the area from IS fighters in what officials described as a significant blow to the terror group. In Washington, U.S. President Trump told reporters the very last speck of IS-held territory would be liberated within hours. He also discussed plans for leaving some U.S. troops there.
We're leaving 200 people there and 200 people in another place in Syria, closer to Israel, for a period of time.
There's still concerns that an unknown number of IS fighters lurk in trenches dug all around the former IS enclave, as well as in a complex of network of caves. President Trump talked to reporters Wednesday about the future of tariffs on China as negotiations continue. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
President Trump says U.S. tariffs on China are likely to remain in place for a while, even if the two countries reach a trade deal. He says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement. The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Tit-for-tat tariffs imposed last year by the United States and China, the world's two largest economies, ignited fears of a trans-Pacific trade war. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. officials started investigating the Federal Aviation Administration's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX software linked to the Lion Air plane crash last week, a year and weeks after the accident. Bloomberg reported this on Wednesday, citing people familiar with the matter.